So anyway, Land of the Lost, where they lived in the treehouse and had that monkey dinosaur thing, whatever it was.
I think it's supposed to be a caveman. Which some would say don't exist because cavemen weren't real.
I thought it had a tail and stuff. Maybe I'm thinking of a different show.
No, it had like a monkey man or whatever.
I don't know what it was.
But you know that's like a remake of like The Land of the Lost in the 70s. You know what I always thought was cool that I was just now thinking about? And I don't know if this was like a movie or a cartoon. No, it wasn't a cartoon, but I don't know if it was like a movie or a TV show. Which, when you said they live in a treehouse, Swiss Family Robinson.
Mm-hmm. It was a TV show.
It was?
Like back in the 60s.
Oh. When would I have seen that?
They made movies, too. It was on like Sunday night ABC Disney feature whatever things when they used to have.
Because I feel it would be epic to live in a treehouse. But, so something else I was thinking about? That you probably, we're gonna do a test, because I led a life of a heathen growing up, and my wife led the life of a good little Christian girl.
Okay.
You can't say that on television. You can't do that on television.
Oh, I totally watched that
you
show.
You watched, like,
I don't know.
I don't know, got slime.
Mm-hmm. Water got water.
But I was like,
you know, the guy died. The old man.
That was like
the cook and the dad and the whatever. He died not that long ago. I saw it in the paper.
Really? That sucks.
Yeah. He's Canadian.
The show was made in Canada.
I know. I'm just saying he's Canadian.
Should I like him less because he was Canadian?
No, I'm just stating a fact. He's Canadian.
Did he smell like bacon and maple syrup?
Probably, actually, yeah.
He ate a lot of poutine?
I don't know what that is.
I told you about poutine like a week ago.
What is it?
Poutine is where it's like french fries, but they put gravy on it.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot that's what it was
called. It's called poutine.
Anyway, he died.
I haven't talked to my Canadian friend in a while. Do you not have a Canadian friend?
Yes.
You did? What's his name?
I don't know. He lives in Oklahoma/Canada.
No, that's Mark. Mark lives in Oklahoma. Ian Learmont. That's his name.
Canadian friend.
Ian Learmonth, you'll never listen to this, but you're my Canadian friend. Yeah, he's my Canadian friend. We talk about hockey. Because that's the one thing that binds our two countries together.
So how about at work we may for our Christmas adopt-a-family whatever thing? One of the raffles might be a Blue Jackets game and a night in Columbus, like in a hotel.
Are you going to bid on that?
Yes. And perhaps even a call-in vacation day or an extra vacation day.
Are you going to bid on that?
Yes.
Are you going to bid every dime that we have towards our Christmas bonus with that?
No. Tickets are, I think raffle tickets are $5 a piece for those.
Oh, are you going to buy like 20 tickets?
No.
Oh.
I was going to buy like a few.
10.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, that was.
Yeah, we're kind of doing.
Because there's a guy at work that has a guy at work has season tickets and he was going to give up a game.
I want to see them play the Flames. If you get your guy to hook up with this.
I know.
I'm just saying, we're not talking about childhood no more. The first one was called Childhood Part 1. Anyway.
It's okay. We can go back. Childhood Part 2.
Anyway, no. Well, we're not done yet.
Okay.
Is your dude going to be able to score season tickets?
He said that might be one of the things they cut out this year.
Well, you tell him to get on it.
He said as soon as he finds out, he'll let me know and I can pick a weekend. So.
Yeah, because I kind of want to see him play the Flames so I can call Ian or the Oilers.
Mm.
He's an Oilers fan.
Okay.
Anyway.
I went to my first hockey game in the sixth grade with Levi Thurman.
Levi Thurman, was he your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that work out for Levi?
Considering
you're married to me, holla.
I broke up with him.
You broke up with him? Why is that? I was itching my nose, so the
reporter's
on your boob
again. I think probably because I was in the sixth grade.
You were in the sixth grade, so you dumped him?
Because I was in the sixth grade.
Because he was a junior in high school, or what?
No, he was in the sixth grade, too. I don't know, I just broke up with him. It was sixth grade. I don't know.
Why is anything anything?
Exactly. Anyway.
Anyway.
So you don't remember Heathcliff?
I remember Heathcliff. And he would, like, put the fish in his mouth and pull out, like, the head and then the bones.
And the bones, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you remember Garfield? And then they had the Barnyard Friends, too, or whatever they were called?
Yeah, because there was that egg and the feet were always sticking out of its egg. The egg and the feet were always sticking out, and that was like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember watching Garfield.
Mm-hmm.